Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Okay, hello again. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
And I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we're here today with Matt Lance. He's our guest today, and he's the one we will be probing with different questions as we go along today.
Yep. Matt, do you want to say a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. I'm Matt with Hallmark Home Mortgage. Let's see. I've been doing lending and mortgages since 1994, and so just down the road from you guys in town in Spencer. Happy to be here.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Okay. As normal, we're going to go back and forth with some questions that we have got, and I think I'll let Ethan start us with the first one.
Alrighty. First question is, how do I know how much of a loan I can afford to get?
Well, the short answer to that is you call a person like myself, and you let us handle that part of it. We're going to do some things to figure out what you qualify for, and at the end of that process, I know I'm boiling it way down, but at the end of that process, we'll look at you and say, hey, here's what you qualify for. You can buy a home up to this amount. Here's what you can expect your payment to look like. Here's what you can expect your interest rate to look like. Here's how much money you might need to do that. So we sort of answer all of those questions for you. But the bottom line is it's a function of your income, and it's a function of how many monthly payments you have to make. The fewer monthly payments you have to make, then the more home you can buy. The higher your income, the more home you can buy. So there's a lot of calculating going on there, but you come see a guy like myself, you ask to get pre-approved, and we'll tell you how much of a home you can buy.
Perfect.
Yes. Yep. And with that, how important is pre-approval?
It's very, very important. 10 years ago, I think, you know, maybe one out of every four times when you went to look at a home, an agent would say, you know, I need to see approval, pre-approval letter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably closer to 100% of the time right now.
Yes.
And that's been a big change over the last 10 years, but you're not going to get very far in terms of trying to get in and look at homes with a real estate agent if you don't have a pre-approval letter. So that's a very important part of the process. So yeah, I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we've talked about that before. That is one of your first steps is to work on that pre-approval.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Okay, our next question. What are some additional expenses that go into my monthly mortgage payment?
Okay, so I find that a lot of people don't really know what it means when you say that your mortgage has an escrow included with it. Mm-hmm. What that means in Indiana, if you have an escrow included with your payment, is it means your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance are part of your monthly payment. So when you make your payment each month, your lender takes a little bit of that payment and they put it into an account called an escrow account, and that builds up over time, and then your lender pays your property tax and your homeowner's insurance for it. So in essence, when you make your payment, you're paying for those things, but the lender pays the bills when they come due for you. Other things that might be included would be mortgage insurance. If you buy a home with less than 20% down, you may have a loan that has mortgage insurance. That's part of your monthly payments. And then, not so common around here, but if you're buying a condominium that might have a homeowners association that collects a fee, that could be part of your payment as well. So there are just some examples. But the real common ones are property tax and homeowners insurance. Those are the big two.
And one thing with that we've noticed is make sure that when you get pre-approved for, say, X amount of dollars to get a loan, that monthly payment with all of the extras, the escrow, maybe the insurance, that works into your budget. Just because you're approved for $150,000 might not mean you can actually afford the monthly payments in your existing budget that you've got set up.
That's a really, really good point. And you know, one of the things that I do with the folks that I pre-approve is when they leave my office, I always say, if you see a home that interests you, text me. Let me know what the address is so that I can figure out what property tax looks like. We can get an estimate from homeowners insurance and make sure it works.
Yeah.
You know, if you're real far underneath that figure that we give you for a pre-approval, if we say $200,000 and you're looking at something for $130,000, you're going to qualify no matter what. But if you're close to $200,000 or maybe even slightly over that, then let me run the figures for you. It takes me 5 minutes if I'm in front of my computer, and we can make sure you're good for it. But you're right. Every property is different in terms of property tax and homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's going to vary a little bit from home to home.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So on to our next question. What is the number one issue that you see hurts people's credit score?
You know, it's a big one, and it's a simple one. There is this ratio that the credit report algorithms like to see when it comes to how much your credit card balances are versus what your credit card limits are, your high spending limit or your credit limit. There's some debate about, is it 25% or is it 30%, but if you have a credit limit on a card that's $1,000, then you want that balance to be $300 or $250 or less. We want you to be at 30 or 25% or less of what your credit limit is. That's when it starts helping your credit score. And then if you're above that figure, that's when it actually starts hurting your credit score. So there are quite a few of them, but that's the big one that I see. Gotcha. That's really easy to fix. You know, money's money, and it's not easy to come by, but if you're able to pay those credit card balances down, that'll help your score quickly.
Yes.
Yep. That makes sense.
That's a big one, yeah. Along with that, and credit cards and buying, those kind of things, one of our questions would be, would it be better for me to rent versus buy? What would you say to the average person on that question?
You know, I would say, in terms of flashing forward into your future and your financial picture into the future, I think you're always going to find that you're better off buying something as opposed to renting something, because you're inherently building equity. Every month when you make a payment, yes, the bank's keeping some interest, but they're also taking some of that payment and putting it down on your balance, and each month your balance gets lower and lower. And so over time, your home value should go up, and the balance on your mortgage should go down, and that difference is your equity.
Yes.
And over time, that's going to build up, and it's a very important, you know, part of your financial picture. So is buying a home right for everybody? Not necessarily. You know, you can make some cases for when it's right to rent, but I think especially in this particular county, talking about Owen County, right now it's very hard to find a place to rent. And because of that, that's driven the cost of renting up to where it's not necessarily a bargain to rent something versus buy something. They're comparable to what you're going to pay each month. But in terms of the long-term financial picture, I just think, you know, getting back to building equity, you can't go wrong if you're buying something over time.
Yes.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, the issue holding them back probably from going from renting to buying, a lot of times seems to be they think their credit score is a mess and they can't fix it. How do you have some like steps that you can walk people through to rebuild their credit? Do you have like tips? Are you able to bring somebody who has poor credit into a place where they can get a loan? Do you have like a program that you're able to walk them through on that?
Yeah, we've got a real nice feature with the place where we get our credit reports. They've got this item on it that's called an improvement indicator. And basically it tells me, okay, if we make some changes within the credit report, this is how it'll affect this customer's credit score.
Gotcha.
So I can literally go in and look at, okay, what if this credit card balance were reduced to this amount? Or what if this old medical collection was paid off now? Or what if there was a new credit card with a small balance? You know, you can make little tweaks and changes like that and see how it should affect a customer's credit score. A lot of times you can fix a credit score fairly quickly. It doesn't necessarily take as long as people think. Sometimes, you know, it's a little more challenging and it takes a little more time. But I've had plenty of customers in the last 2.5-3 years where we didn't get approved on the first go-round, but they were able to walk away, pointed in the right direction with their credit. So they went and made some changes. And it might take a round or two of that before we get you to where you're going to be. But mm-hmm. if you keep that long-term focus in mind and you really yes. think buying a home is your ultimate goal, working with a guy to help you fix that is not, mm-hmm. you know, not as much of a challenge as it used to be.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like to me there's no such thing as too soon starting that process right. of getting your mm-hmm. credit lined out and things. Even if they're renting a place and they know they mm-hmm. can't buy yet, you yeah. might still recommend them getting in touch with someone like you to go ahead and start that mm-hmm. process.
Absolutely. Just so that you're prepared when the time comes. I mean, mm-hmm. if you think ultimately you want to buy a home, then yeah, absolutely start right away, because you never know how much time it might take to get to the point where you do qualify, yeah, so the right. sooner you start, the better.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Great. Yep. Okay, another question for today. What is the number one quality that you would tell someone to look for in a realtor?
Well, I'm going to give you two. Okay. I'm looking for experience, and I'm looking for local. Mm-hmm. You know, you can jump on the internet, and Zillow's out there, and Realtors out there, and they're a handful of other websites now that you can go look at homes at, but mm-hmm. there is just no substituting the knowledge of someone that's done what they do for a while mm-hmm. and living and growing up in the local mm-hmm. market. You're yes. just not going to beat that expertise. Yep. So, you know, one of the things about the big two that I just mentioned is you can get on there and they're going to flash some names at you, some real estate agents, and you know, they mm-hmm. might be 35-40 miles geographically from where you're looking at homes, mm-hmm. they're not going to have knowledge of the local yeah. area. They're not going to have the knowledge of the local market like you need. So mm-hmm. my biggest tip when you're looking for a real estate agent is you got to find someone local that knows the mm-hmm. market, because yeah, there's just right. value in that you just can't mm-hmm. you can't speak enough
that's
about.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, was there anything else that you were wanting to touch on? Any other topics?
I don't think so, guys. I think there were a lot of good questions and a lot of good material covered. So yeah, I can't think of anything I would want to add to it.
Great. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in again. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. And I'm Ethan McNeil. And don't forget to leave any questions you might have for us or Matt in the comments, or you can email us, or you can call us, or there's multiple yeah. ways to get a hold of us. Just yeah. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to help you with those. Yep. So,
thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.